another Detroit tradition, not the Detroiters TV show, but the Red Wings making the playoffs at the end of every season for the last 25 years has come to an end. And maybe appropriately so. Things turn around, and hopefully it's the beginning of the opportunity to rebuild for the future. Ken Holland has been here for those big part of those last two decades as GM of the Red Wings, and he's on the line with us right now. Hi, Kenny.
Hi, Mitch.
So you knew this was coming. We spoke at the trade deadline, and I think, you know, while you still hope against hope, obviously the moves that you made there were an organizational decision to say, okay, we're thinking more about the future here. We want to make the playoffs, but that is not our primary concern. Now it's no longer a concern. Is there, you know, any thoughts now that this has actually happened that are new for you?
Not really. I mean, obviously, you know, when we lost last night, we knew that it was official that we were eliminated. I think any time you get the official news, it probably hits home a little, you know, the stark reality. But I think in the last 2, 3, 4 weeks, you know, we've been chasing the last spot. We've been a long way out, 6, 8, 10 points, didn't make up any ground. So I think certainly it was, like you said, I made a decision at the trade deadline, and obviously very disappointed. I think it's the most, we all know it's the most exciting part of the year to be involved in the playoffs, and it's something we've done for quite a number of years. So certainly it'll be an empty hole when the playoffs start here in a couple weeks.
If you had a point to any one thing that, you know, from the start of the season made you thought maybe that you could make it this year, to what you now know about the team and the reason that they didn't, what would it be?
Well, Mitch, I think because I live it every day and I sit the last 4 years we were on the bubble. Last year we made it on a tiebreaker. I think the year before we made it by a point. The reality is, for me, there's you know, there's 16 teams in the Eastern Conference, and three or four teams make it comfortably, and then the rest of the conference is fighting for those last few spots. And I really had thought that we were going to be, you know, when you look at the standings today, Carolina's a couple points back. I think Tampa's 1 point back. Boston's in by a point. Islanders are somewhere in there. I had hoped and thought that we were going to be always hoping to be at the top of the pack. But the reality is, I think what's gone on over the last 20, even the last 10 years with Zetterberg and Datsyuk and Lidstrom leaving and picking late in the draft, not picking high in the first round. We think that we're in the mix, but things have got to go right. And I think that we're one of the league leaders in man games lost to injury. I think it took a while for, you know, we got out of the gate good. We were 6-2. We went 3-10-2 in a 15-game home stretch from November until around through December. When you play 15 games at home and you win three, you've put yourself behind the eight ball big time. We got behind the eight ball, and we were never able to put anything together to really put a real run together to get back in the mix. And what you're asking is, I guess at the end of the year, I'll sit down. I'll go through the interview process with all the players. I'll meet with my coach. I'll talk to ownership, to Chris Illich, to Mrs. Illich. We'll have organizational meetings, and we will figure out a way that we can try to change the team, make the team a little bit better, a little bit different. Our goal heading into the summertime is to be a contender for a playoff team next year. At the same time, we're trying to rebuild on the fly. We're trying to draft players and get players pushed through the system that eventually can play in Detroit and help us compete for the ultimate goal, is to win another Stanley Cup championship, or at least be a Stanley Cup, a real legitimate Stanley Cup contending team.
You're being very honest about it and blunt. You always are, Ken. Appreciate that. Is that possible to do in a single off season? Versus if you say, okay, we're going to be in a rebuilding mode, we're going to redo this team, and we're going to come back stronger than ever. Do you really need, to be honest, you know, maybe a couple of years that you don't make the playoffs and you stockpile draft picks as opposed to trying to do it one?
Well, I think what you're talking about, Mitch, is to what I call a rebuild. A rebuild to me is 6 to 10 years, and I'm not making these things up. I just look around the league and look at teams that have been out of the playoffs for 8 and 10 years. It's not. You know, now, can you beat it by a year or two? But the reality is we're drafting 18-year-old players, and if you don't get generational players, and there's a lottery now, so even if you're the worst team, you still got to win the lottery. You know, some of these first-round picks don't make it. Some of them make it and just become average NHL players. So in order to be a real legitimate, you know, Stanley Cup contending team that before the season starts, all the experts are saying, oh, they're in the playoffs, you know, we've been there before. That's a long, long, long process, and there's a lot of luck that goes with it. I don't believe that you can just go bad and you wake up one day and you're going to be good, because other teams are in that process, and it doesn't mean they don't look. I don't know if they're going to be really good, but they look like they're getting better. So, you know, on the short term, let's try to look at our team. How can we get a little bit better? We want to get in the mix next year to be in the playoffs. On the long term, you know, we made moves at the deadline. We've got 20 draft picks over the next 2 years. We got to try to continue to acquire draft picks. You know, some of those players that we're talking about, those superstar players, are high in the draft. Some of them are in the sixth and seventh round, like Zetterberg and Datsyuk, and Jamie Benn's a fifth round pick. And, you know, you can go through the league. So it's not an exact science. If it was an exact science, everybody would go where they're going to be. So I think that we're trying to compete for a playoff spot. Once you get in, you know, you want to get on a roll and play your best hockey. But over the long term, we're trying to rebuild. But to think that we're going to, here over 3 or 4 or 5 months between now and September, dramatically change our team, I don't really think it's possible. I think you can make some changes. Part of it's got to be internal. Some of our kids have got to get better, not only the ones that are on the team, maybe the ones that are in Grand Rapids you can hope to push to make the team or make the team halfway through next year. We got to look at why, you know, I think we had some players this year that didn't, if you look in the guide and record book, they were off. Why were they off? Why have they performed at a certain level the last couple of years, and this year they're off, and some of them outperformed what's gone on. So I think that I need to kind of go through a process here over the next month, 4 or 5 weeks. At the same time, I'm going to go to Slovakia to the World Under 18 Championships from the 13th to the 23rd of April, with our scouts. We're going to have a high pick, and we want to make sure that we give her, you know, we know all those players, and we're not only a high pick in the first round, a high pick in the second round, we got 4 thirds. So we've got to try to draft some players that down the road are going to dramatically impact this team. But in the short term, we got to try to make our team a little different, a little bit better. And I want to get in the mix so that next year in game 79, 80, 81, 82, those are big games, and we're either in or they're big games, and we've got a chance to be in. And I think that that's the reality of for many teams in the league, and certainly the reality of where the Detroit Red Wings are right now.
Well, I know with the new arena, people are going to want that kind of excitement, and I hope we're talking at this time of year next year about first-round playoff opponents and things like that. And I'm sure if anybody can get it done, you can, Ken. Appreciate your time and spending with us, and your candor as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Mitch.
Kenny Holland, GM of the Red Wings, joining us there. And, yes, if you're just tuning in or if you didn't watch hockey last night, the streak is officially over. I don't think it shocks anybody, and that everybody was kind of braced for it. And, really, what fun is it making the playoffs if you kind of feel like we're going to go out in the first round? You know, that's just a disappointment. That's almost like a Lions postseason,
right.
except they didn't do it for 25 straight years. They did the opposite, I think, for almost 25 straight years. Mm.